Now please turn to page 1430 in your pew Bible and read these words from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 9. Christ encourages you, and his love comforts you. God's Spirit unites you, and you are concerned for others. Now make me completely happy. Live in harmony by showing love for others. Be united in what you think, as if you were the only one person. Don't be jealous or proud, but be humble and consider others more important than yourselves. Care about them as much as you care about yourselves, and think the same way that Christ thought. Christ was truly God, but he did not try to remain equal with God. Instead, he gave up everything and became a slave when he became like one of us. Christ was humble. He obeyed God and even died on the cross. Then God gave Christ the highest place and honored his name above all others. And now turn to page 1447 for 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. First of all, I ask you to pray for everyone. Ask God to help and bless them all. And tell God how thankful you are for each of them. Pray for the kings and others in power, so that we may live quiet and peaceful lives as we worship and honor God. This kind of prayer is good, and it pleases God, our Savior.
And let us pray. God, you are good. I need help. Others need help. Thank you for all you've already done. Now break through into my heart and into this church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Early in the afternoon, a couple of weeks ago, I had a meeting in my office here at church with our new lay leader, Chris Chase. We were chatting about life and about the church's ministry, and after we'd been meeting for about a half hour, I heard a bell ding in the background. Our McCabe secretary, Joy, was away from the main office desk taking her lunch break. The bell, I heard, had been rung by someone who stopped in needing some sort of assistance. I couldn't see who it was because of the way our offices are configured, but I knew that if the bell got rung over the lunch hour, it was usually a delivery person or a church member, but that wasn't the case this time. When I heard the bell ring in the middle of my meeting with our lay leader, I excused myself to see who was in the main office. It was a gentleman I hadn't seen before, and he was looking for an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting to attend. It's not his real name, but I'm going to call him Ron. Ron is currently living in the area and had heard McCabe hosts AA meetings. He was hoping we'd be able to tell him when the next meeting was to be at our church. In that moment, I so wished I could have told him that we do, in fact, host Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, but we don't. I told him we host a couple of Al-Anon meetings, but not actual AA meetings. As it happens, Chris, our lay leader, who was, again, sitting in my office in that very moment, he is extremely passionate about addiction recovery. And I had a feeling Chris would love to connect with this gentleman. So I asked Ron if he would sit tight for just a moment while I went back to my office to talk to Chris. By the way, Chris gave me permission to tell this story. So I popped back to my office, explained to Chris what was going on, and asked if he would like to go talk with this gentleman for a bit. Chris was thrilled to have the opportunity to connect with this guy. So I introduced them and then excused myself back to my office so they could speak more privately. A few minutes later, Chris came back into my office and asked if I would print the schedule of all the local Alcoholics Anonymous meetings in our area. I said, of course, and then Chris went back out to be with Ron while I hunted around online for the list of local AA meetings. I then printed the list, highlighted the meetings I knew to be within a few blocks of McCabe, and then delivered it to Chris so he could talk through the meeting schedules with our guest. As I headed back to my office, again, I heard Chris give Ron his personal cell phone number, encouraging him to call any time he was struggling. Chris is passionate about addiction recovery because he understands it personally, and he wants others to find the freedom he's found. Now, I do not say things like this lightly, but it was no accident, neither was it coincidence, that Chris was meeting with me when Ron came to the church looking for recovery-related help. As people of Christian faith, we call that providence, the hand of God actively guiding us, caring for us, protecting us in the midst of our particular circumstances. Last week, the theme of the message was how we often pray to God with prayers of help for ourselves. And I have no doubt that Ron had prayed many prayers to God for help in the midst of his addiction. Well, at least part of God's answer to those prayers was Chris's presence at McCabe when Ron stopped by looking for an AA meeting. Ron didn't find exactly the help he'd come looking for, but God did offer help. And who knows? Perhaps the help God offered was even better than what Ron wanted at the time. God, you are good. I need help. Others need help. Thank you for all you've already done. Now break through into my heart and into this church. That prayer is based on the prayer pastor and writer Max Lucado wrote about in his book and companion study series called Before Amen, The Power of a Simple Prayer. If you want the basic formula for prayer, the themes of what you might consider saying when you pray, this little prayer pretty much has it all. God, you are good. I need help. Others need help. Thank you for all you've already done. Now break through into my heart and into this church. When we began this series 2 weeks ago, we started it by focusing on the first line of the prayer, God, you are good. This line reminds us that in prayer, we must first address the one to whom we're praying, God. We don't pray to ourselves, and prayer is not just our own inner thoughts. When we pray, we address our all-loving, all-knowing, all-powerful Creator God. So we start first by addressing the one to whom we pray. When we add, you are good, we then remind ourselves that God is working for good in all things, no matter our own current circumstances. No matter the circumstances around us. Not only is God all-loving, all-knowing, all-powerful, and our creator, but God is also good, which means we can trust that somehow, in some way, God is working for good, no matter what, in all things. The next two lines of this simple prayer are designed for the times in which we need a special reminder of the good God is working in the midst of human struggle. Last week, we considered the line, I need help. That line is for those times when we need some sort of supernatural intervention to get us through a particular situation or event. This week, we consider the next line of the prayer, the line, others need help. For people of Christian faith, praying for others is a biblical imperative. And we heard Doris read about that biblical imperative when she read from Philippians 2 and 1 Timothy. In those readings, again, St. Paul wrote this. Here again, first from Philippians 2. Christ encourages you, and his love comforts you. God's Spirit unites you, and you are concerned for others. Now, make me completely happy. Live in harmony by showing love for each other. Be united in what you think as if you were only one person. Don't be jealous or proud, but be humble and consider others more important than yourselves. Care about them as much as you care about yourselves, and think the same way that Christ Jesus thought. And now here again, St. Paul's words from 1 Timothy 2, and these instructions come with a bit more clarity about praying for others. First of all, I ask you to pray for everyone. Ask God to help and bless them all, and tell God how thankful you are for each of them. Pray for kings and others in power so that we may live quiet and peaceful lives as we worship and honor God. This kind of prayer is good, and it pleases God, our Savior. As Christian people, we are compelled to pray not just for ourselves, but for others as well. And we are to pray for all others. Our loved ones, our brothers and sisters in Christ, strangers, enemies, politicians, and other societal leaders. St. Paul isn't kidding when he says, I ask you to pray for everyone. Everyone. And of course, when we pray for others, we should always be aware that God might, in some way, shape, or form, use us as part of the answer to our prayer for others. Nearly 2 weeks ago, I got a message on Facebook from Pastor Mike Flowers. Along with his wife, Libby, Pastor Mike directs our United Methodist Outreach Ministry on the Spirit Lake Reservation. He has spoken here multiple times in recent years, and some of you may recall that $4,800 of our 2014 Christmas Eve offering went to the Spirit Lake Ministry Center. That gift in and of itself was an incredible answer to a prayer for help. We hadn't told them at the Spirit Lake Ministry Center that they would be receiving any of our Christmas offering that year. And right at the time I contacted them about how they would be receiving $4,800 from us, they had decided they needed a $4,800 convection oven in order to more effectively operate a growing meal ministry, but they didn't know where that money was going to come from. We were all pretty excited about how that turned out. So about 2 weeks ago, I got a message from Pastor Mike asking if McCabe could help cover the cost of an 8-flavor soda fountain machine with a built-in ice maker. This machine would also help them with their growing meal ministry, a meal ministry that is also now connected to a weekly Faith Conversations event. This weekly ministry is feeding an average of 40 people per week, and it's growing, and so having a soda fountain-type beverage machine will save them considerable money over the long haul compared to what they're currently spending on beverages to offer a good, hospitable meal to their guests. Well, I would have loved to think McCabe freely had the money to spend toward this beverage machine and ice maker, but the total was around $3,000. And while we are doing very well financially, I knew I would need to carefully assess whether or not we could help with that this time around. So I quickly replied to Mike that I'd need to wait until I could look over our finances. Pastor Mike said that was fine, and I hoped to have the opportunity to figure out what might be possible in the week after I got the message. But I just wasn't able to set aside the time I would have needed in order to do it. So while I waited for the time I would need to assess our finances and our ability to help, I kept praying that a way to help would open up. Well, about a week and a half after Pastor Mike had sent this initial message about the $3,000 beverage machine and ice maker, I received in the mail a check for $4,700. The check was from McCabe folks who recently came into some money they were not expecting. As a sign of gratitude to God for all they've been given and for the ways in which God has cared for them in this life, these folks decided to give a portion of the money away, splitting their gift equally between two churches that are deeply important to them, McCabe being one of those churches. In the letter the givers sent explaining the gift, they requested that it not be used for our building fund at McCabe, as worthy a cause as that is, and that instead, I, as pastor, decide where to direct the gift, choosing local projects that are important and personal to me. Now, I love my job most of the time, but I gotta say, being asked to spend someone else's generous gift on projects that are important and personal to me, well, those kinds of moments rank toward the top of the list of things that make my job truly wonderful. The givers of this $4,700 gift want to remain anonymous, but I did receive permission from them to share how their gift is going to be used. See, when I opened their letter and saw the gift amount, it took me all of half a second to know where that money should go. The gift was literally an answered prayer regarding Pastor Mike's request for help. Help purchasing that $3,000 beverage machine and ice maker. The added perk is that the remainder will be used to help pay for new flooring at the Open Door Community Center preschool, which is a fun way to help them celebrate their 40th anniversary this year. God, you are good. I need help. Others need help. Thank you for all you've already done. Now break through into my heart and into this church. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Others do need help in so many ways. And people of Christian faith regularly pray to God that help will come to them. Help in the midst of sickness, help in the midst of sorrow and grief, help in the midst of addiction, help in the midst of community and global strife, and of course, help to know how we can be the hands and feet of Christ for others. Others like those who randomly drop by the church looking for an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Others like those on the Spirit Lake Reservation. And others like the staff and the children served by the Open Door Community Center Preschool. This week and always, may we earnestly pray for others. And as we pray for others, may we be open to the ways God answers those prayers through us. Let us pray. Oh God, you are good. And we know you are working for good in our lives and in our world. That in mind, there are so many ways in which we need your help. There are so many ways in which others need help. Thank you for all you've already done to bless us with goodness. And now send your Holy Spirit to break through into McCabe United Methodist Church. Break through the walls of our hearts and the walls of our building. May we be led to bold new ways of sharing your love with one another in our neighborhood, in Bismarck, Mandan, and beyond. May we work together to build your kingdom on earth. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.